Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Nurses at the University of Michigan have voted to authorize a potential strike to protest what they call ongoing and continuous violations of their workplace rights. The University of Michigan Professional Nurses Council says a large majority of the RNs at Michigan Medicine voted in favor of a three-day work stoppage at U of M. Katie Oppenheim is chair of this council. Katie, how many nurses voted yes?
Over 4,000 people voted to give authorization for the bargaining team to call for up to a three-day work stoppage related to unfair labor practice charges if we find that becomes necessary at some time in the future.
So this basically gives you that rather important trump card to put down into the bargaining process.
Yes.
Now, are there non-union nurses on staff at Michigan Medicine?
Yes, just managers and people who don't work in direct nursing jobs but are nurses. But all the people that take care of the patients and have anything to do with that are represented by the University of Michigan Professional Nurse Council and Michigan Nurses Association.
So what are the main grievances, Katie?
So the main issue, the reason why we felt the need to take this vote was that this employer has refused to bargain. And nurses, we've been ready and willing to bargain with them 7 days a week for months now. And we filed these charges basically because the employer has been unwilling to, in the legal term, bargain in good faith, which just really means sort of the level of respect that the parties show for each other to sit down and hammer out the issues at hand.
And when you say filing charges, you're talking about filing charges against the university with Michigan's
Correct.
Employment
filing
Relations Commission.
Filing with the Michigan Employment Relations Commission, yes.
Okay. And then continuing, what are the other complaints?
The first one has to do with bargaining in bad faith, where July 2nd, basically up until July 1st, which is when the contract expired on June 30th, we were discussing issues, making some movement, getting some tentative agreements, but then things pretty much halted and we haven't made any movement since then. On July 2nd, Dr. Spollinger, the president of the health system, sent out an email guaranteeing the staffing would remain the same. So we asked for that to go into writing, and the employer refused. Basically, sending out a message in writing to thousands of people, nurses and other employees, and then refusing to write it down in a way that makes it official. In addition, there's a charge related to a work group of advanced practice nurses in our institution who have summarily been told to basically work more hours for the same pay. Over the course of a year, they would work about a week more than they work now for no extra pay. And then the third one has to do with freedom of speech. We filed also a First Amendment lawsuit in court last week related to our members' inability to, in this case, wear certain clothing. But really, it has to do with working in a public setting to speak out with what they believe. At the same time, the employer does allow people to wear a variety of different statements on their clothing.
So you've got this permission from the membership, enough of the membership, to be able to call up to a three-day work stoppage. Do you have any idea when that might happen?
No, we don't. But we want to send a message to the employer that we are ready and willing to sit down and really bargain any time. Hopefully they see this as a point in time that is one that they should take a pause and say, you know, we're serious. We're not going to back down, and that our patients are and their families are critical to us, and that we need to have the resources to take care of them, and that when you say you're going to do something, we expect you to do it. And at the minimum, we expect you to talk about the ramifications of all the things that we've brought to the table. That's the key. So we don't know exactly when this will happen. We hope that we can sit down and bargain anytime. We're ready to do it.
And what do you most need to see from the employer to keep this walkout from happening?
A sincere effort to sit down and get a deal. So that would mean, you know, sort of saying we're gonna sit down and we are going to talk about these issues that we've said we're not going to talk about because they're important issues and they're subjects that must be talked about in these negotiations. So, you know, say how they're going to respond. But again, we are ready to talk at any time, and hopefully that will happen sooner than later.
Katie Oppenheim, University of Michigan Professional Nurses Council, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And we received a statement from Michigan Medicine spokesperson that reads in part, and I quote, "We are disappointed that our UMPNC nurses have voted to approve a strike. We have been bargaining in good faith since January and have offered a competitive package. Because it is illegal for public employees to strike, Michigan Medicine will take legal action to avoid a strike. We remain ready to continue bargaining with the UMPNC and are eager to resolve the contract negotiations."